write something on the board. Faith in our amazing God. Just thank the Lord today for amazing God that we are serving.
Yeah.
And we feel inspired to build up your faith this morning. We have a little song we're going to sing that God's given me this year, and I sing it often at home. You want to hear the story of how I made it through when life is full of trouble, pain, and fear. The answer may sound simple, though everything else crumbles. One thing has remained through all these years. I still serve an amazing God. He's been with me every mile my weary feet has trod. He still cares. He still hears. He still mending broken hearts and drying tears. This old world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song will ever be, amazing God, you're still amazing me, the God who parted waters still makes a way today. He's always brought me through the troubled seas. The one who fed the thousands, whose word can calm the tempest. He's my bread of life and he's my peace. I still serve an amazing God. He's been with me every mile my weary feet have strong. He still cares, he still hears, he still mending broken hearts and drying tears. This old world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song will ever be. Amazing God, you're still amazing me. Yeah. Praise God. He is still amazing me. And I tell you, I just thank the Lord that he amazes us by the things he does for us and how he takes care of us. And I just wanted to share some scriptures with you, encourage your faith this morning. We need faith in so many things, and we need faith in God. We need faith in this amazing God. And we need faith in divine healing, but we need faith in so many other areas of our life. We need faith that he will help us, that he will keep us encouraged, that he will strengthen us, that he will help us to keep pressing on, and he will help us to be whatever God wants us to be, that he will work out all our situations, all our problems, that he will solve it all and not worry about it, but cast it on the Lord and know that he's going to work it out somehow. You know, sometimes things look big to us, but God can just make it small. He can just work everything out. I just thank the Lord for this amazing God. And I'd like to turn our scripture first in Luke 18:1. It says, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." Dear ones, God doesn't want us to faint. He doesn't want us to get discouraged. We shouldn't even have it in our vocabulary, the word discouraged. We shouldn't even have it there. The Lord is able to help us and strengthen us and make us happy. And, you know, I've learned that if we can just sing our troubles away. I think sometimes we need to use songs to praise God and sing. And, you know, the enemy can't talk to us and he can't get there when we're singing praises to God. And it says here that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, "Avenge me of mine adversary." He would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, "Though I fear not God, nor regard man. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. This is an unjust judge, but because this widow is coming to him constantly and asking for something, he's going to give her her wish. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? You know, the Lord wants us to have faith. We're living in a world that doesn't have, I'm talking when I say the world, people that are not saved, people that are going their own way. They maybe not have a lot of faith in God, but saints, as saints of God, we need to increase our faith. We need to ask the Lord to increase our faith. Whatever faith we do have, he'll increase it. And we, you know, we hear, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as I read the scriptures, I want you to ask the Lord to help you to increase your faith right today, this very moment in service, that you'll, Lord, including myself, I want to be strengthened with faith. I want to have faith in how long it will be, but I can get out some of it, all the things that God has done. He's such a mighty God. He's such a wonderful God. Ephesians 6:6, it says, take in the shield of faith. You know, the Lord wants us to take a shield of faith. We have something we can work on. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith. Now, we cannot maybe see the shield, but you do know that it's a shield right there. It's there. It's a shield of faith that we hold up against the enemy. And that faith, it says, above all, take your shield of faith. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Take that faith and use it. Take that shield of faith. And take, it says, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You know, we want to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. That's how we do it. It's with the shield of faith. It said we can quench all of them, everything, by having faith in God. And we can sing songs of faith, and we can encourage ourselves. And, you know, I think about that one scripture that said, I encourage myself in the Lord. Sometimes we just have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. But sometimes we get together and we encourage each other. That's wonderful too. But you know, the Lord wants us to encourage ourselves. And it says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You know, I love the Lord. We love the Lord this morning, and we want to please the Lord. And we want to keep our courage up, and we want to be what the Lord wants us to be, and we want to make it to heaven, and we want to talk about faith, and we want to encourage others to have faith, because all these things is what we need to get to heaven. We need lots of faith, and we need the Lord to help us. We're going to have times when it may be a little hard and stuff, and things in life can come in like a flood, but that's when the Lord wants us to raise up some faith. He wants us to believe that he loves us. I remember one sister one time, years ago, she's gone now, and she's not alive. But she got to thinking that God didn't love her. And she let the enemy bring that thought to her mind till she got discouraged and ended up backsliding for a while. She did get back to the Lord, but she listened to the enemy. God loves you. You. You, every one of you, and me. He loves us all. Yes. And he wants us to have faith in him. He is an amazing God. He's not a small God. He's a huge God. He's a great God. He's the great I am. He can do anything he wants to do. Sometimes doctors, you know, they come to a point where they say, we can't do anymore, and we can't help you anymore. You pray to God. Sometimes they say that. God is your only hope. Well, you know what? God is sometimes our only hope, but he's a great hope. He's a wonderful hope. He gives us breath. He gives us life. You know, I was just thinking, not very long ago, I was thinking about my age, and I thought about different ones that died in our family years ago, didn't reach this age. And I thought, God, that's just you. That's just you to give me breath and let me live and deliver me from car accidents, deliver me from heart problems, deliver me so many things. 30 years ago, I think it was, something like that. God is the one that's done these mighty things. He is the one that's healed. He's the one that's done so many things. Are we going to give up like this? This widow woman went, kept going to this unjust judge. She didn't give up because she had to have help. Dear ones, that's what we got to do. We got to petition to God and don't give up. Just keep saying, God, I need help in this area. Be specific. And sometimes we pray, you know, I know it's sometimes it's good to pray about this and that and all these other things. But if you have a certain priority or certain problem, take some time just to pray about that. Be specific. Fast a certain time for that. Be specific with God and tell God, I really need your help. And I know you're an amazing God. And one thing I've learned about God, he loves praise. But you know, I guess we're kind of like God. We like it too. We like people to say thank you. We like people to appreciate what we do. Don't we? We work hard on certain things. And I know women around, they work a lot. During Christmas time, they cook a lot. They wrap a lot of presents. They try to love their family, do everything. Well, we like people to say thank you. That's normal. God wants us to say thank you, God, this morning in our little feeble way I can do it, the best I can. I just want to praise him and thank him for all the mighty things he's done and encourage you this morning that God is on his throne and he can do anything. Don't give up your praying. Don't give up your praying. Don't give up seeking God. God can do anything. He's a mighty God. He wants to encourage us this morning. You know, he's a wonderful God. I love him so much. And Hebrews 13 and 15, it says here, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. But I want to get a hold of this. It says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. I believe that was Peter in the jail, was with John or Paul and Silas, whatever. But they were in jail. They were singing to God.
That's right.
They were singing and praising God, and God delivered them. Because they didn't get overcome by discouragement. They were going to praise God anyhow. Dear ones, we want to be that way till we draw our last breath. We want to be positive. We want to thank God. We want to praise him. I remember when we were coming from our car accident years ago, and my mother and dad were bringing me home, and his father was getting him. Anyway, but I just said to the Lord, I just said, Lord, I don't want to complain about these broken ribs. I don't want to complain about Jerry being hurt so bad and the girls. I just want to thank you that we're all alive.
Amen.
And you know, we can find something to praise God about, even when it's bad. Even when it's horrible, we can still think of something wonderful that God has done. And over here in Hebrews 18 and 27, I'm sorry, over here in Hebrews 12, maybe it's 12 and 27. What I want to get is the one that says there's nothing impossible with God. I guess I wrote it down wrong. But anyway, Hebrews 11, 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You know, I was thinking about how when God said, let there be light, there was light. Whatever he said, it just happened. And it was amazing, wasn't it? God just does amazing things. I was thinking in my own life some different things. Of course, most of all, being saved. But you know, that was amazing how God delivered us from sin, how he gave us a vision of the truth. He shook us up. I mean, there were so many things going on. We won't go into detail, but in our life, it was a turmoil. It was just before Jerry and I got married, the enemy came in like a flood, and he was trying to just cause us all kinds of trouble because he knew we were going to get saved. And the enemy was working in our families, and it was terrible. It was just, I thought, what is going on? And finally, Jerry just couldn't take no more, and he gave himself to God. And when you gave yourself to God, that helped. In a couple of days, I gave myself to God. And then all the turmoil went away, and it just kind of calmed down. And then we got married. But you know, the devil didn't want us to get married. He didn't want us to get saved, most of all. And he was fighting us. Like the world's a tooth and tongue, if you let me say that. But he was just fighting us. But after the Lord came on, and all the tempest went away, it all calmed down, and we got married, and we were saved. And then I could say, oh, now I can see why all that was going on. He didn't want us to get saved. The devil does not want you to be saved. He does not want you to go on for God. You've got to fight for your life. And you've got to be strong. And young people and all of us, we've got to keep pressing on. And we've got to have faith in this amazing God. And when the devil tells you lies, don't believe the devil. Don't believe him. One of my little granddaughters was sitting the other day making little notes. And she wrote, I hate the devil. And she handed it to Sister Rosie, but she, I hate the devil. And I thought, yeah, that's right, honey. She's getting a hold of some things. She's getting a hold of how we're not to like him. But you know, praise God. Isn't God wonderful? He is an amazing God. You know, I might not just read all the scriptures, but I'll quote some of the instances. But think about the Red Sea. There in, I believe that's in Exodus, but there he came up to the Red Sea, and he said, Moses, I'm going to just part the water. Here the Egyptians are coming, and you know, you're up against a wall of water, right? And then you're right in the middle of this wall of water, and the Egyptians are coming, and you're in the middle of this, and you're saying, God, I need help. And what did God do? He parted the water, and the waters began all that night to go backwards. And they went up on both sides, and they walked on dry ground. It should have been muddy land. Should have been muddy after all that water, but it was dry ground. They walked across, and then after they got across with the Red Sea, the Lord let all the Egyptians come in there and get in the middle, and then he let the water come down, and he destroyed them all. You know, if God is in this battle with us, he can destroy every enemy, every foe. You don't have to worry. Just keep pressing on for God. He can heal anything. He can do anything. We get kind of scared sometimes. We come against some disease or something, or somebody's sick, and we wonder, what can God do now? But we just want to testify about our granddaughter and different things. But Haley, she had a tumor in her bone in one of her legs, and she had fell down the stairs, and she had different problems. And they took her in to see what was wrong. It was a tumor in her bone. And you know, at different ones, I think maybe Sister Tricia was there that night at Tammy's, but we had prayer. Some of the saints had gathered in, and we were there, and we had prayer, and God came on the scene. I felt the presence of God. I didn't know exactly what was going on. I knew that God had done something to heal her, because I felt it wasn't just a prayer, but we felt the anointing. And we prayed, and we felt the anointing come down. It was like we're having church service in Tammy's living room. And the power of God hit, hey, you know, I'm saying it the right way, hit her, and she was healed. She was completely healed. We didn't really see anything except we felt God's anointing. And when they took her back to the doctor said, she does not have it anymore. I don't know what's happened, but she does not have this tumor in her bone anymore. She was healed. God did it. God did it. And the same little girl, when she was little, she was here. She could not have any tomatoes or tomato sauce or anything like that. And she was probably maybe 9 or 10 years old when they lived here. And everybody was in there eating. There was pizza, spaghetti, some good food in there. But she could not eat it because she would break out with this terrible rash. And she was so afraid of it, she wouldn't eat. And I told her, I said, honey, aren't you hungry? Don't you want to go eat? And she said, yeah, but I cannot eat it. I said, come on, I'll get some ministers, and you come to the altar, and we'll pray. This was during one of our meetings, and the saints gathered around, and the ministers gathered around and prayed for her. And we prayed specifically that she's going to go eat, Lord. Help her not to break out, and help her to be healed from this very day. She went in there and ate, and she never broke out since then. She was healed. Many things. I've told this over and over, but some may not have heard it. You know, sometimes I'm sure saints say, I've heard that story, Sister Marcia. But there's people that haven't heard it, see? And so sometimes I have to tell it again. But, you know, I had warts when I was a little girl, 5 on one hand, 7 on the other. And I wasn't raised with the saints, but the Lord was going to lead me to the truth. He was going to give me a vision. And this is why I believe he worked with me and did things for me. And I was probably about 11 years old, 12, something in there. And I didn't want to go to school. The children were making fun of my hands. And I was just, they weren't just small, they were huge. And they were ugly. And, oh, I just wanted them off. And my parents said, we'll take you to the doctor, honey, and we'll have these burned off. Well, you know, children, they just hear what you say. And I was terrified. I did not like to go to doctors. I would cry when I had to have shots. I would just cry. And my parents, and they would give me taffy and all that stuff. I didn't care. I didn't like to go get shots. I didn't. I was really pretty glad when I came with the saints, found out we tried to stay away from doctors as much as we can. Not that, you know, I know they try to do people good, and they do some good. And I'm not just going to down them completely. But we have found a better way. We have found a better way, saints. We don't need that medicine. And we don't need all that stuff and all those side effects and all those things. It's a whole different message. But we can take care of ourselves. And God can show us what to do of natural remedies and things that will help us. But anyway, going back to that story, I went and prayed to God. My mom taught me about God since I was just a little 4 or 5 year old girl. She would pray with me every night. So I went to God. And we didn't go to church regular. They just never went to church with me. I can't remember going to church with my parents. Sad, isn't it? But I don't remember that. But the Lord kept me. He kept me protected from false religion. He kept me protected till I got with the saints. So this was his way. But he talked to me. And I remember I went and prayed, and I said, Lord, I know that you can heal my hands. You can just help these warts to disappear. I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't want them having burned off. It terrifies me. It scares me. Whatever I said to God, please, God, I will be a good girl. I will do anything. I promise I'll be as good as I can if you'll just heal my hands. And you know, I woke up the next morning. This is the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I would not tell you nothing but the truth. I went to wash my hands, and they were completely clear. That next morning, 12 had disappeared, gone. And I was so excited, and I was so happy. And I went back to my room, and I pulled back the sheets, and I was looking around the bed, but they fell off, or what happened to them. And the Lord spoke to me. I just heard his voice say, you prayed they would disappear. I said, oh, that's what I prayed, and they're gone. And I told the Lord, Lord, I really try to be good. Because, you know, the Lord done that. He's an amazing God. You know, it's just so many things that God has done. I remember one time in Michigan, I had a headache for 36 hours. The reason I counted the hours, because it was so horrible. It was before one of the children were born. I believe I had high blood pressure, and I believe I was in real danger. And but, you know, I didn't want to go anywhere, and I was praying to the Lord. And I remember I used an ice pack. That didn't help my head. I used a hot water bottle. That didn't help my head. And so Jerry's grandmother was alive then. It was her and Jerry and I think that was all, in the living room. And we were singing evening light songs and praying. And Grandma said, honey, you need to stand up and just thank the Lord for your healing. And I just tried to do what Grandma told me, because I hadn't experienced much about divine healing. I didn't know just everything. And so I stood up and I said, praise God, praise you for healing me. And at first, you know, didn't feel anything. Then I just kept, just keep doing it. Okay. I said, Lord, I need your help, and I praise you for divine healing. I praise you for taking this headache away. I praise you, God, for healing me. I felt the presence of God come over me, and it left. Of course, I'm still thinking, oh, thank you, God, for healing me. And of course, Grandma says, is it really gone? I said, yes, it's gone. And the Lord healed me instantly like that. And then sometimes he does it. Sometimes it's a different way. I had kidney stones. I remember for a month I walked the floors. We had a basement Jerry had finished, and he had to work. And so I'd go down there during the night because I was suffering. I played some gospel music of the saints, and I would just walk the floor and pray, and I was hurting. And, oh, God, help me. And finally, I was just crying when I asked God, I don't know of anything I've done. I don't know if anything I need to ask forgiveness for, but Lord, if there's anything, please forgive me and help me, because I just don't know why I'm not getting healed. I was just at kind of my wit's end, you know, with it. And the Lord came, and I felt his presence. So he just came and blessed me, and I started weeping, and I felt his presence, but the pain was still there. But I knew God was there. And it wasn't long after that I got prayed for, and it completely was delivered and healed. But sometimes we get our back up against the wall, so to speak. What I'm trying to say, sometimes God comes in at the 11th hour, the midnight hour, just before we wonder, am I really going to get healed? I remember when I had my heart problem back in the 80s. Saints, I can testify that I have not had any problems since then. God healed me. But for about a month, I was so weak, I had to sit in a chair to brush my teeth. The pain would just go from my heart down my left arm, up and down, up and down, up and down for about a month. Maybe not all the time, but that's what would happen. And I was so weak. And I washed my hair, and I could not dry it. I could not do any more. So I just lay on the couch, and the girls would dry it and fix it. I was just, my strength was gone. You tell your heart goes bad, and your strength is gone. But you know what? One day, Brother Carl and Sister Rebecca, they were our pastor then, they came in, Jerry was there with me, and I was kind of telling Jerry goodbye, because I said, honey, I don't know, God has healed me so many times, and he's done so many things, but this time, I'm not getting better. So I'm kind of wondering if maybe God's going to take me. And he's just talking to me about it, and the girls were already at church service, and Brother Carl and Sister Rebecca came in, and I looked at him, I said, I can't hardly pray anymore real strong, because I'm so weak. And they prayed, and he rebuked the devil, that the devil would go down the road and leave us alone, and I would be healed. And I'm not lifting him up. It was God that did it, used them. But God healed me. He took the pain away. I never had it since then. I think that's been about 30 years ago. Some of the saints ask me sometimes how I'm doing, and I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm not ashamed of how old I am. I'm 64, and I'm doing great. I praise God. He's an amazing God. He can help you live. He can help the heart to work. He can help the lungs to work. He can help the kidneys to work. He can do anything. He made you. He can heal anything. There's nothing God can't do. We don't get scared. I know that's the flesh part of us. We get scared, but we don't have to get scared, saints. In what time I'm afraid, I will trust. It's a natural human side of us to get a little fearful. But the Lord said, in the scripture, in what time I'm afraid, I will trust in God. I will believe in him. And you know, he's a mighty God. It's not that we haven't had any sickness. It's not that we haven't had any problems. It's not that everything's been perfect in our lives. But it's because God has been our deliverer. And he is an amazing God. And we can believe in him and trust in him. And it says, there is nothing impossible with God. Let's read this sixth verse. But without faith, it's an impossible to please him. You know, saints, we should have more faith than anybody walking the earth. And if we all need more faith. I need more faith. I have to talk to myself. I have to tell me, Lord, what about all those other things you've done for me? You're going to help me here. Look how you delivered me from that. Look how you delivered me from that. Look how you healed me from that. Look how you worked that out. God, you're going to do this. You're going to do other things for us. You know, it says here, without faith is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That he is what? He is the great I am. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's the problem sometimes. We don't diligently seek the Lord enough. You know, we have to really press against the enemy. Have the Lord ever spoke to you like you have all these things to do, and the Lord speaks to you and says, lay aside the cares of life and go get your Bible and go in your room somewhere and go pray and read your Bible. And then say, oh, that's right, Lord. That's what I'm going to do. And then before you know it, you're doing something else and the Lord speaks to you again. Still small voice. Go read your Bible. Go pray. And then sometimes I'll just say, you're exactly right, Lord. You're exactly right. I'm putting this all down and I'm going. I don't care what I got to do. I'm not going to even think about it. I'm going to think about you. I am going to muse on you. And I do it too. And I think about all those times. I have a lot of books at home. I have Streams in the Desert. I've got commentaries that I can study. And people in the world, they might think that's boring. It's not boring to me. I love it. I love to get into the Word and look up that scripture and read the commentary, what it says, and study the Bible. And I love it. But why don't we do more of it? Because the enemy tries to get us too busy with other things. I was reading the other day, it says, the saints haven't lost love for God. The saints haven't lost love for God. I'm putting it in my own words, but sometimes the enemy will cause us to get losing the first love. See, we can still have love in our heart for God, but that first love, it's like you're married, you know, you're married 45 years, right? 45. Well, we got to keep that first love. We got to go back to how dear you were when I first met you, how I loved you, how I adored you, how I wanted to be everything for you. See, that first love, it's just like Jesus. We got to go back to what was it like when I first got saved? Oh, I was so excited. I see some of these dear ones that have just got saved a few months ago. And when they testify, the tears come. And they're so tender-hearted. And the tears flow. Dear ones, this is what we need. We need that first love burning in our soul. God, give me back that first. Rekindle it, Lord. I do love you, but I want to love you more. And I want to get the happiness. Brother Sellers used to teach us in Oklahoma City, it's like chewing gum. When you first put that juicy fruit in your mouth, it's so sweet, isn't it? So good. But chew it for a few hours. All it becomes is some rubber that has no taste, and you want to spit it out. But you want to keep salvation sweet. And it's not like, oh, I have to serve the Lord because I don't want to go to hell. That's true. We got to serve the Lord because we don't want to go to hell. But it's more than that. It's more. There's richness. There's blessings. It's getting to know your amazing God, and it's just wonderful. I'm going to tell something. I'm going to share something. This was just amazing to me, and I'm going to share it with you. I had two big couches. We moved to a different house. I had these two big couches, and I wanted to sell at least one of them because it's just too big. But I really want to sell both of them and get something smaller. Which I did, but I still got one. But anyway, but this one, I'm just going to tell you what happened. I thought, well, Jerry likes cookies, so I'm going to make, I just had some break aparts. I was going to make maybe 4 or 5 cookies or something. So anyway, I put a few cookies in the oven, and I thought, oh, I think I'll make hot chocolate. I have a reason I'm telling this, so I'll make some hot chocolate. Hot chocolate sounds good to me. I'll make some hot chocolate. And Jerry come by, and I said, I got some cookies up. And he goes, I don't think I really want any cookies right now. I go, that's different. Well, I don't know why I'm making cookies. I already got them in the oven, so I'll just save them for later. A neighbor comes by I've never met before, okay? Never met him. Jerry goes to the mailbox, and I'm out in the garage fooling around with my Christmas stuff. And then he starts talking, so I go up and start talking to him. They're just really sweet. And they had moved here from Minnesota, and they were just wanting to visit with people. She got talking that she needs some furniture. And I said, well, I have a couch. I have two, but I have a couch I want to sell, you know. You want to come in and see it? She came in and see it. That's exactly what I need. I don't have a couch. I have a love seat and a chair, and it's exactly my decor, and she bought it right there. A neighbor I had never met. That's an amazing guy. I thought, Lord, that you had to send that neighbor because, I mean, it was just the perfect timing, you know? And then the other day, there's something else God did. It was just amazing to me. I was setting the table for Christmas, and I noticed some of my Christmas plates I had broke some. I didn't have enough. I only had six. I think it was six, five or six, and I need eight, you know. And I just hadn't noticed it before, and I wanted to be pretty for the children. And I said, oh, that's okay. And I had bought, years ago, I had bought some real silver at a garage sale over there in Nelson Heights, $100 worth, this real silver. And I get it out for special holidays, and I got the silver out. I thought, you know, this table looks really pretty, but it looks kind of funny. I have real silver with paper plates. But you know, Lord, it doesn't matter to me. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. They're going to know. And I'm telling this for a reason. I go downtown to the store, and there's nine real beautiful Christmas plates that I got a really good discount on. And there was nine. I usually always buy one extra in case I break one, so I'll have eight. And there they are. And not only that, my placemats, this one said Merry Christmas. You flip it over. The other's plaid. And just before I went, I flipped it over, and I thought, well, the plaid looks better with that paper plate because it's got all this Merry Christmas stuff on it. And then, you know, so the plaid looks better. So I took the tags off the other side, and I had all this plaid on there. And these plates were white with plaid around. Now, I know you must say, oh, is that God? Well, I think it is. I think it is. In fact, I know it is. I know it was God. God cares about us, little things. So, Sister Margie cares about your plates. Well, I think he does. Because it fell in my lap, so to speak. It was just right there. And it matched everything. And I thought, oh, God, you're so amazing. You care about little things. You care about things that, even though, you know, I would use the paper plates, that's fine. But it looked kind of silly with real silver. But, you know, God gave me some plates. He's so amazing, and I praise him for the little things he does for us. He heals big things. He heals little things. He heals headaches, earaches, anything. A sore toe, whatever it is. God can heal it. God can make you well. What about the blind man? He was crying out. And what did they say? Oh, be quiet. He cried out louder. And the Lord said, be whole. That's all God has to say. Be whole. That's all. When the water was troubled and the crippled man didn't have any way to get in that water, except when someone, he said, how come you don't get in the water? He said, everybody steps in before me and I'm not able to get in it. And the Lord healed him. And the Lord went around doing much good. The woman that she had the issue of blood for 12 years spent all her living on doctors and was no better. But she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And she pressed through the crowd. I'm going to get to Jesus somehow. I'm going to touch his garment. Dear ones, that's where we got to get desperate and say, Lord, I want to know. And, you know, I was studying the other day, and it says we are created, and this is the way God did it, and he's wise, and he's all-wise God, and he knows what's best for us. We have one thing that's veiled, that uncertainty of death. Right? We have an uncertainty. We do not know when we're going to die. And on what really is better that we don't know. Because we think about it all the time. We think, oh, I got so many days left. I got so many years left. I got so many moments left. And it wouldn't be good for us. God veils things from us. He does not want us to know because he wants us to have faith in our amazing God. He wants us to know it's going to be okay. There will be a time that God will not heal you. There will be a time when God says no. Someday God will tell me that. I'm going to take you. And it's going to be all right. But until then, God can heal, heal, and heal, and heal, and heal, and do anything. Praise God. He can do anything. My God, he can do anything. He's an amazing God. All the 11th chapter of Hebrews, if you want to encourage yourself in faith, just read about Noah. Read about how he moved. Read about Abraham. It said that they looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And you know, dear ones, you can read all about this faith and all the things God done for these people and know that he cares for us in 2017, soon be 2018. We was talking before service with Sister Gertrude, and we mentioned about 2018's coming, and we don't know what's going to happen, do we? And she said, I don't want to know. And I really don't want to know either. You know what? I'm going to live one day at a time. He said, we should say, Lord willing, we will do this or that. Don't boast yourself of tomorrow. Submit yourself to God. Take one day at a time and do your very best that day. Read and pray. Saints, encourage you this morning. Read and pray. That sounds pretty simple. But dear ones, we must pray and pray and pray. And then pray. And read our Bible. And pray. You can't keep saved on your own. You need God. I don't care. You can be saved 45 years. You still need God every day. You need him every day. You need that new manna coming down from God every day. Remember when they tried to store up the manna? It got stinky. That's why we need fresh manna from God every day. We need a fresh scripture every day. We need something to encourage us every day. God can do anything. He is an amazing God. I'm going to read a few more scriptures here in St. John 5. What did he say to this person? Take up your bed and walk. It said here that I just mentioned about stepping into that water. The impotent man, Jesus said above that in the sixth verse, wilt thou be made whole? Fifth chapter of St. John. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the Sabbath day was the Sabbath. It goes on. But anyway, immediately the Lord said, rise up, take your bed and walk. And immediately it happened. Do you know that can happen to us? It's happened to me. It's happened to you sometimes. Immediately God has healed us. But more than all that, that's a benefit of being with the saints. That's a benefit with, not say with the saints, it's a benefit for us to know the truth about divine healing. It's a benefit to be in the Word of God. It's a benefit that Jesus heals us. I should say that way. It's a benefit. That's one of God's benefits. But the greatest miracle is when Jesus saved my soul. Amen. Cleansed and made me whole. It was a miracle of love and grace. I know Grandma Jerry's grandmother used to sing that to me all the time. It took a miracle to hang the stars in place. It took a miracle. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it was a miracle of love and grace. That's the greatest miracle, saints, that I have ever seen in my life is when he changed me and saved my soul. And it's never got old. It's just been so sweet. Oh, you know, if all the world could really taste salvation, they'd understand us, wouldn't they? They would understand. It's so sad that they don't understand. Take up your bed and walk. St. John 11:34. It says here, he raised Lazarus from the dead. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And then we're going to go down a little bit. No, you know the story. And it says in the 40th verse, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Now, and we think that God, and the enemy tempts us, I'll put it that way. When we come up against something, oh, this is really a bad disease, this is really hard. Can God heal this God can heal anything. If he can raise someone from the dead, he can do anything he wants to do. That's the ultimate, right? Someone's dead. And this has happened among the saints. I've read some of the books. I read a book. This is the really truth. This lady died at service. She was dead. There was a doctor that was among the saints, and he checked her, and he said, "This woman is dead." I don't know how long she would lay there dead. But they begin to pray, and I'm going to say, this is not going to happen all the time, of course. But God gave them inspiration. And they prayed, and they kept praying for her to come alive again, and she came alive.
That's true.
I'll have to find it again, but it's in one of my old books. And God's done it for the present. Brother Salmons mentioned once that he had saw someone being raised from the dead.
Yeah.
You know, God can do anything. He's an amazing God. I just want to build up your faith with God's help this morning. He inspired this to me, to be encouraged and be strengthened. If you have some problems, we all might have a little problem. It's a little tiny problem. He said, "Oh no, it's this huge, huge problem." No, no, no. Get it down to the size compared to God.
Yeah.
What does that song? Compared to God,
everything's small.
There's just no comparison at all. I wish someone could sing that. If you've got it on your heart, find it. Compared to God, everything is small. Well, you keep working on that. We can sing it.
There's no time.
Praise God. So good. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us that song in our mind. You know, if we compare it to God, it just brings it right down. I mean, years ago, I was sitting over here, and I can't even remember what the problem was. But the enemy was coming in and saying, "It is so horrible. You are really got a hard one now." You know, trying to just really get me down. And I was sitting there, I thought, "Oh, it is hard. It is so hard. This trouble, this problem is really hard." And I was sitting there before service started. You don't know what we're going through each other, do you? And I was sitting there thinking about it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's really, really hard. See, I should have listened to that. That was the devil. But I was listening, and I was thinking, uh-oh, this is really bad. It's a hard one. How am I going to get out of this one? And the Lord all of a sudden spoke to me. It was his still small voice. He said, "My yoke is easy. And my burden is light." And he spoke that to me. I said, "Praise God." I might not have said it out loud, but in my soul, I said, "Praise God. Your yoke is easy, and I'm not going to say that's hard anymore. Everything is easy with you." And I was so encouraged that the Lord just blessed me right there. So it goes on. I just want to read just a little bit more. In St. John 12:1, here is Lazarus raised from the dead, and he's having supper with them. This was 6 days later, okay? He's come out of the grave. He's got rid of his cloths and all that, and he's got himself cleaned up, and he's dressed. And he's alive. He's a human being that's alive again. Now, what if you actually saw that, and he was eating with somebody, and you knew, 6 days ago, we was at your funeral. We buried you. Now you're alive and you're sitting in service with us, or you're having supper with us. Would that increase your faith? Well, it's in the Bible. It should increase our faith. It happened. It's true. So here they said, it says, when Jesus 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead, there they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. There Lazarus was having supper. He's all alive. He's okay. He's alive again. Is that amazing? That's amazing. But you know, I hadn't noticed this so much, but if you read down here in the 10th verse of that same chapter, it says, the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. They wanted to kill him again. Because that by reason of him being raised from the dead, I'm putting my words in there, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. They were losing the Jews. They were getting believing on Jesus because they saw Lazarus. So they thought about not just killing Jesus, but they were going to kill Lazarus again. Isn't that awful? It's awful. But you know, the Lord, he can do anything, saints. I want to just encourage you. I don't know what we're going to face. It does. God will be with us. He will help us. St. Luke 17 and 3. It says, he's talking about forgiveness here, but I want to get the part where he says, increase my faith. The fifth verse, the Lord up there is talking about, forgive your brothers 7 times in a day. And if 7 times a day he turns and says, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. That might be a little hard, but God wants us to do that, right?
Yes.
And it says, and the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Because, you know, the Lord wants to increase our faith. I want to take that scripture and use it in every way of our life. The Lord wants to increase our faith. Increase it. Make it stronger. Let's not forget about all the amazing things God has done. God doesn't want us to forget. There's a book I have at home by the sister, Lest We Forget. Sister Eck, Lest We Forget. God does not want us to forget. And we won't forget. And I think about that song that we sing. As far above the howling storm, secured by face. Yes, secured from by what? From dangerous reach and harm. My soul triumphantly shall rise. Yes, I love that song. We need to have faith. God, help us to have more faith in you, Lord. We love you. We want to please you. We want you to increase our faith this morning. If anybody needs prayer for anything, if you're struggling with the enemy, if he's trying to come in like a flood, resist him and he will flee from you. Learn how to fight. Learn how to be strong. Young people, we've got to resist. You may live many, many years. Yeah, and you have to learn how to resist the enemy, how to stay encouraged, how to have faith in God. The older ones, we have to do that too. All along life, we have to keep our faith focused on God, keep our eyes on God, keep us focused, Lord, because you have done so many things. Pray for me.